And then the trunk is present in this reality, and the roots take the information down to the earth. So just imagine that giants were using the trees as cosmic relay antennas and their mind, and they would phone home using their mind. And when things became topsy-turvy on the planet and they lost their way and the zodiac shifted because there was problems with, let's say, meteoric strikes, comet strikes, some of it has been war from the heavens, consciousness was unstable, the earth started flipping and turning, etc., etc. Survivors couldn't figure out where they were. The sky was different. The sky has not changed in your lifetime. But believe us, if the sky were to change, and the Big Dipper was not where it normally is, and the sun didn't rise and set where it normally set, and the moon was not in its normal pattern, it would completely and totally discombobulate you. So some of the giants that survived many of these cataclysmic changes, they then had to figure out to reorient themselves, to find their home again, to make contact, to have these energetic highways open in the sky. Just as you have meridians in the body, you have ley lines, meridians on the earth, there are meridian lines that one can use that reach out into the cosmos. With an expanded third eye, these things are seen, and they are quite obvious. Now, let's go into the giants just for a few moments here. There are stories in the historical record. You've heard of the Noah story, yes? Mm-hmm. And the angels came and said, hey, Noah, you'd better build an ark because there's going to be a flood. Take only good people with you and gather up two of everything. Well, if Noah built an ark that big and had to gather up two of everything, and it was storming for 40 days and 40 nights, and the world was completely flooded, and this happened many times. There are many records of worldwide floods, not one, but many. And we're going back in antiquity now, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and on of years. Well, poor Noah would have been shoveling manure day and night, do you understand? Mm-hmm. And think about the size of the ark that would have been needed just to bring all the food on board to feed all of the pairs of twos that were needed. So obviously this is a story that is delivered to you in simplistic terms, but it is impossible to achieve as the story is interpreted in this day. Noah, eventually, the ark landed, some believe, on Mount Ararat in Turkey. Some people believe that. And some people even say if you go up high on that mountain, you will find a petrified ark. Let's say that you may find lots of things around the planet, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's fitting your myths and legends. But Noah came down, and there was supposedly no one left, but of course there was. There were survivors. The giant survived. And we believe it was Noah's grandson, Gomer, who eventually ended up, through his sons and grandsons, Gomer became known. There's a whole branch of beings that were known as the Gomerian giants. So those beings who survived some of these calamities, when they were then brought to earth again or refreshed again, they mixed and mingled and intermarried with some of the surviving giants. We know what some of you are thinking. How did a normal little person mix and mingle sexually with some of these giants? Well, it wasn't always easy, but there were ways, do you understand? And some of these giants were very sophisticated in genetic engineering. You understand this? And so eventually there was a race of giants that were birthed and quite after the flood, and they were quite prolific, known as the Gomerian giants. Their area of territory, let's say, was the area of what you call now Israel. As the story goes, when Moses, and there's lots of